dictation for Cheryl, Cheryl Frederiksen, Frederiksen, March 7, 56. Address as a letter, Dr. Gunnell, Gunnell, A025029. Dear Dr. Gunnell, follow-up for Mrs. Frederiksen, chronic kidney disease, last visit September, severe back pain, spinal stenosis, plans for surgery, Dr. Mark Adams, April 25, avoiding anti-inflammatory agents, sun radiation to the left-sided, limited mobility. There is also question inflammatory arthritis, rheumatology, hearing Mount Pleasant. He started here on methotrexate folic acid. This is just a few weeks to judge improvement. No reported diarrhea bleeding, no reported urinary changes. Discontinued smoking in December, took some Chantix, C-H-A-N-T-I-X, without side effects. Other review system negative, medication list review. I'm going to highlight the HCTC lisinopril, off and on narcotics. Present weight 248, blood pressure 164/80. Smoker COPD changes, no respiratory distress, no RALS, no pericardial RAP, overweight of the abdomen, minimal edema, non-focal normal speech. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries. Are from January. Creatinine at 1.3. Better than before, representing a GFR 45. Normal sodium, elevated potassium, elevated calcium, normal albumin phosphorus, minor increase of PTH, normal bicarbonate. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 3. Probably diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. Normal sized kidneys without obstruction or urinary retention. We discuss about the hypotassium. Continuous same lisinopril, restrict diet. There has been no need for phosphorus binders. There is mild secondary hyperparathyroidism. No need for vitamin D125. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents. I commend I praise her about stopping smoking as she has already some bronchitis, COPD abnormalities. I have no objections for spinal surgery. There has been no need for EPO treatment. Continue chemistries on a regular basis. We plan to see her back in 6 months.